When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
As summer fades into fall and the sun dips lower in the sky, that pesky glare can become a real nuisance during your commute. But don't worry, Michael's Optical has you covered. Right now, save a fantastic 25% on select sunglass frames, both prescription and non-prescription, so you can stay stylish and protected. And that's not all. Until the end of September, enjoy a whopping 30% off a prescription polarized lens upgrade with frames for all ages and cutting-edge high-definition lens technology. Michael's Optical ensures you see clearly while protecting your eyes year-round. Plus, we're open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proudly serving the Central Coast for over 47 years, Michael's Optical is dedicated to your eye care needs. Visit us today. Your eyes will thank you.
Look at us, look at us.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Need a pill or a magic bullet to live a longer, healthier life? Become a flexitarian to replace the pill or bullet. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. You hear lots of advice from many sources about what it takes to live well and keep your body in good working order. Let's break down a few simple, easy to remember ways for adults to stay on the healthy path. Becoming a flexitarian, a person who changes their bad habits into good habits, is needed for best results. Numerous studies explain that choosing a plant-based diet is healthiest, but don't panic. You can choose to ease into it and not go full on. As a vegetarian, following a semi-vegetarian diet with fewer animal products and the benefit keeping your weight in check, as well as lower high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and inflammatory bowel disease is the result. Incorporate these three suggestions. Consume less sugar, drink more water throughout the day, move more and sit less. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator at Cuesta College, who adds, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Fire contains two vegetation fires in Salinas Riverbed. Former Paso Robles High School principal sentenced for DUI. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Fire Department responded to two separate vegetation fires in the Salinas Riverbed on Tuesday, September 1st, late at night. The first fire was reported at 10 p.m., adjacent to the 101 south of the Paso Robles Street exit. The second fire was reported at about 11:45 p.m. near an encampment south of the 46 East exit. The fire department says in both incidents, grazed fire breaks played a key role in suppression efforts. The treated areas provided firefighters with safe access, and the first fire was held at the perimeter of a grazed area before being quickly extinguished. Both fires burned a combined area of less than half an acre, with no reported injuries. The department says that while weather is cooling down, vegetation remains extremely dry and capable of burning rapidly. The public is encouraged to remain vigilant and use caution with any activity that could ignite dry vegetation. Paso Robles Police Department will be conducting a DUI checkpoint on September 25th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location in the city. DUI checkpoint locations are chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Drivers charged with first-time DUI face an average of $13,500 in fines and penalties, as well as a suspended license. Funding for this program was provided by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Former Paso Robles High School principal sentenced to jail for DUI. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Paso Robles High School's former principal, Megan Fletcher, has been sentenced to 20 days in San Luis Obispo County Jail, as well as $1,900 in fees for DUI. She was arrested back on November 10th and sentenced August 24th. Police say she drove to work under the influence of alcohol, with her blood alcohol content at 0.24 the day of her arrest. She initially pleaded not guilty to the charges, but on August 24th, she changed her plea to no contest. She has also been assigned 3 years probation, during which time she cannot drive with any alcohol in her system and will be required to complete a nine-month DUI program. The city of Paso Robles will start intersection improvements at two points on Creston Road starting next week. Beginning Tuesday, September 8th through Friday, September 11th, work at Creston and Golden Hill will demolish and rebuild the existing left-turn lane. Work hours are 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Over the course of the project, the intersection will operate as a four-way stop 24 hours a day, with traffic signals flashing red. The city says drivers may also encounter lane reductions and lane shifts to accommodate construction. The second point is at Creston Road and Scott Street, where work is expected to begin September 23rd. The city will modify the existing left-turn signal to operate as a flashing yellow arrow, allowing left-turn vehicles to proceed after yielding to oncoming traffic. Work is expected to complete early October. This will be the first flashing yellow arrow signal in the city. The Paso Robles Professional Firefighters Union will be holding the 4th Annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at the Paso Robles Event Center starting at 9 a.m. on September 11th. Attendees will have the option to climb the equivalent of 110 stories, the same as the World Trade Center, to honor those lives that were lost that day. One of the main organizers for the event, Dustin Virgil, also spoke to KPRL News about some of the other parts of the event.
We've also been fortunate enough to partner with the San Miguel firefighters, who bring out a barbecue crew, and they help out by barbecuing, making tri-tip sandwiches to provide to the climbers and everyone that shows up. And everyone and anyone that wants to come out and support, again, whether you climb or whether you just come out and meet us, we open it up to anyone that's interested.
Sponsorship and donation opportunities are still available, which will go to the Elisa and Rook Byrne Foundation's Champ Camp. Here's Dustin on where to get more information on sponsorships or signups.
Best way to reach out would be on the Paso Robles Firefighters Facebook page. We've got a direct link to the Sign Up Genius website. Another way is you can reach out to me personally at my personal email. It's dustinvirgil@gmail.com. That's V-I-R-G-I-L @gmail.com with any questions, and I can send you the flyer or send you the direct sign-up link.
Sign-ups for the event are encouraged, but not required. All are welcome to show up at the Paso Robles Event Center, 8 a.m. on September 11th. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the dissolution of the San Simeon CSD in its meeting on Tuesday. The CSD applied for dissolution May 2024, and its application is still on hold as some information is still needed for completion. Staff presented the Board of Supervisors with different options for assuming CSD responsibility, as there is a critical need to supply water and wastewater to San Simeon's residents should it dissolve. These options include the county assuming obligations, the Cambria CSD consolidating with San Simeon, or state involvement. The board and members of the public voted to pursue a parallel path, ideally with the estimated costs of $40 to $50 million in infrastructure improvements shared with the state and other entities. Gibson moved to direct staff to develop a feasible plan of services for water and wastewater services for the San Simeon CSD. The motion was approved unanimously. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Reds beat the Padres 7-3, the Athletics over the Rangers 9-2, the Giants beat the Pirates 5-4, the Cardinals over the Dodgers 8-6, the Yankees beat the Angels 6-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Pirates, the Athletics will go against the Mariners, the Dodgers will face the Cardinals. In California news, Tropical Storm Mary has continued growing off the coast of Baja California. It will continue to make its way northwest, strengthening, but is very unlikely to make landfall in Southern California. However, there is a high likelihood there could be some noticeable impacts on the west coast, including heavy surf, high tides, and rain, especially over Labor Day weekend. California lawmakers have approved Assembly Bill 2222, seeking to throw a lifeline to struggling journalism organizations. The bill will need to be approved by Governor Newsom. It would work by assigning a job retention credit of $20,000 per journalist for up to five positions, and additional credits for news organizations that hire and retain journalists. As the legislative session came to a close, state representatives have sent a torrent of bills to Newsom's desk, more than two dozen of them attempting to restrict the use of AI and curtail how social media companies and products can be used by minors. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:18.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Western Ag Network. The Environmental Protection Agency is granting 1.76 billion gallons worth of exemptions from the 2025 renewable fuel standard, but those gallons could eventually be put back into the biofuels market. The agency announced it had approved 18 full small refinery exemptions and 11 partial exemptions covering 50% of their required volumes. Scott Irwin, University of Illinois agricultural economist, says this is good news for ag and biofuels. biofuels.
While the headline number on the additional volume of the small refinery exemptions is large, the EPA also announced that rulemaking by the end of October that will, what's called, reallocate 100% of the extra volumes of RINs that would be released by those SREs to 2026 and 27 obligations. So in other words, it's basically a wash.
Under a new plan called the Ranchers First Initiative, USDA will include a new insurance option allowing ranchers to protect the economic value of keeping heifers as breeding stock for up to 2 years. USDA will also expand disaster assistance on certain conservation acres, increase support for small and regional beef processors, and prioritize American beef in federal purchasing.
Superior Livestock is back in Hudson Oaks, Texas, Thursday, September 3rd for the Labor Day video sale. More than 45,000 head of calves, yearlings, and breadstock fresh from ranches across the country sell live on SuperiorLivestock.com. See every lot in high-quality video, then register to bid online. It's fast, easy, and gives you access to the nation's largest cattle marketplace. And Labor Day doesn't end the action. Remember, Superior Video Auctions keep rolling every other Thursday through year-end. For complete sale schedule, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
With EcoWorks EC from Helena, you can achieve consistent, superior performance from an organic pesticide. EcoWorks EC is a natural insecticide and miticide designed to improve sustainability and handling without compromising performance. It effectively controls a broad spectrum of insects and mites in a variety of crops and markets in both conventional and organic systems. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn more about EcoWorks EC. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
You wanted to be in the heart of town. Then I showed you a home with a great walking score and lots to do all year round. Find an agent who knows at REMAX.com. REMAX. Dream with your eyes open. Each office independently owned and operated.
REMAX Parkside, across from the City Park in downtown Paso Robles. Call 805-239-3310. Or go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 722. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Regenerative agriculture is all the rage. Proponents of the movement highlight its potential to improve farm viability and sequester carbon in healthy soils. While accusations of greenwashing have dodged regenerative claims, which are not federally regulated, a handful of third-party certifiers emerged during the past decade with the aim of building consumer trust and driving market growth. The number of California farms certified as regenerative has continually climbed, according to data from various certifiers. But industry experts said certification lacked tangible benefits for many farmers, possibly hindering wider adoption. The main point to make is that there is not a premium in the market right now, said Kelly Damewood, CEO of California Certified Organic Farmers, the state's largest organic certifier, which also serves as a certifier for the Regenerative Organic Certified label. Quote, what the return on investment is for most growers is not clear. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clouds tomorrow morning, then mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s Monday and Tuesday, mid 80s Wednesday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 53 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:25.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Crude oil prices remain elevated, but interest rates on U.S. Treasuries have moderated. Fed Governor Christopher Waller says he would support holding interest rates steady when the Fed meets later this month. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by 2,000 last week to 206,000, considered a modest increase. NVIDIA shares opened up a fraction. The artificial intelligence chipmaker is buying an AI startup, Hugging Face, and will pay about $13 billion. Software company Snowflake shares are up nearly 25% after an upbeat quarter on demand for its AI service. And Campbell's is cutting its dividend. It needs to invest in the company because shoppers are switching to less expensive store brands. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Hi, I'm Lori, and I'm excited to introduce the new Paso Robles Travel Studio, a place where travel planning is personal again. From the trip you've been dreaming about to the getaway you didn't know you needed, let's plan something extraordinary. Call me at 805-257-5900, the Paso Robles Travel Studio, a place where travel planning is personal again. 805-257-5900.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom.
Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda power equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us on the Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Power to the people, KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen, and he'll be talking about construction and the effects to the local economy and exactly what's going on and so forth with Danny Morgan. So we'll learn once again this afternoon between 12:30 and 2. All right, let's see here on the text here. I keep hearing about all the different road improvements going on and starting up around town. Didis Esperanza told us through KPRL that Niblick Bridge is on the list. I'm thinking the city has a disaster coming in that bridge. El Nino and the riverbed trees will bring that mess of a bridge down. Yeah, there are a lot of projects that are going on. All you have to do is drive around town. Lots of things going on. Maybe some not as important, but they want to get them done. And the list, like the curbing or the sidewalks there on Riverside. I mean, that's been going on, and they have to get it done, I guess. But anyway, I don't know what the city has planned for the riverbed regarding the potential of this El Nino. I don't. Maybe we can find out, or if somebody knows, or even suggest. All right, let's see here. We also have a great concern over this restaurant etiquette. You know, last hour, one of the guys called in and said, silverware. Silverware as a cue. And, you know, making sure that, you know, if you have it on the outside there, hey, I'm still eating, especially if there's food. But if you cross it, that means you're done. However, I do wonder. This is, again, an assumption on my part. Are people taught proper etiquette anymore regarding the spoons, the forks, the knives, how to cut, etc., etc.? Does that take place in households anymore? And I can remember being corrected as a kid, whether it was at a restaurant or at our own dinner table. No, you're doing that the wrong way, et cetera, et cetera. No elbows on the table, all those things. I'm just guessing in today's world that they're gone for the most part, that people don't consider that anymore. Again, just guessing. So anyway, this has become a big... a big issue for some people in the United States of America. And as somebody pointed out, if you have time to worry about this, you know what? Count your blessings. You must live in the greatest country to ever exist. Well,
Yeah, that makes a little sense, doesn't it? We keep, I guess saying it's not a big deal and so forth, but so many things are not a big deal anymore. But where are we at with common courtesy and decency, et cetera, et cetera? You know, I look at this trial that's going on with this lady who strangled three babies. And you know, for any of you who've listened for any length of time, you know I'm a big believer of the foot in the door. Well, she strangled her three kids because of this. Mistrial. What's next? What other excuses can we come up with? Strangling three kids? Because of this reason. Oh, okay. We understand. You're free to go. We'll declare a mistrial. This is where we're heading. The foot is in the door. All right, back to another important thing here, folks. Again, on the lighter side. We don't need any new laws, but just for the heck of it, should there, and specifically to the North County, should there be a law that says you are not allowed to have pineapples on pizza? Chris, I know you would be against that law.
Yes, I would.
Okay. All right. So you can email or text on this important issue to let us know. Again, just for the fun of it, should pineapples be disallowed in the North County? Because those fruitcakes down south anyway, they who knows what they put on them. Just a little something this morning here on The Right Choice. Okay, what else do we have on maybe on the lighter side? I already got this. The city of Paso Robles coordinates an annual municipal audit every fiscal year. We know the school district, at least the committee for the last bond measure, they didn't meet for almost 2 years, which supposedly is against the law. I'm pretty sure that Kenny will bring that up this afternoon, because there's a board meeting coming up on this Tuesday night. And as we get closer to the election and the bond, the $400 million bond, and also we should be asked how much money is owed on the other bonds. That is on that, not just the last two from this school district, but also from the Cuesta College. How much longer do we have to pay on our property taxes for that? So a lot of things you need to be aware of coming up. And also, I know that the Randall and others from the Republican Party here in San Luis Obispo County have been nicely reminding you about many of the propositions that are on the ballot this year, which there's quite a few. And again, we're talking money. We're talking money, so you have plenty of time to do some homework regarding that. And there really shouldn't be much or any excuse, because it's not that detail. I mean, it's not that hard to find the information. So that's just our responsibility coming up. So there you go, just a couple of things here this morning. On the Right Choice, let's see here. One vote for pineapple. Okay, so for pineapple to be taken off or not allowed, or one vote to allow pineapple to be on the pizza? That would be the question. Chris, you would interpret this as it's a vote for putting pineapple on a pizza.
Yes, because I think if they wanted to take it away, it would be one vote against pineapple.
I think you're biased, so I'm not going to allow that.
Okay, we'll see what they say.
All right, let's see here. My goodness, and again, I need to remind you, the new office hours are Monday through Thursday here at KPRL 9 to 4, and then this Monday, Labor Day, we will not be here. Got some things lined up for you. I'll go backwards on this one. Between 12 and 2 this Monday, for those of you that, well, you don't even have to grow up. I mean, you could have had kids that were growing up in this time or something, or you just forget a lot of the things, because they are tied to not just, cultural things, but, some new devices and inventions that have become, you know, they were huge at the time, but now they're, you know, just every day. And that is growing up in the 70s and also growing up in the 1980s. They will be back-to-back in the 1 and 2 o'clock hour this Monday. And prior to that, in the morning exchange, since we won't be here, it'll be the rise of labor unions in the United States and also the connection between unions and the mob and unions, mobs, and government all tied in together, which should not be a surprise to anybody because of what we've seen. And again, I referenced it yesterday, and I was on a kick for it for a while, mentioning the book Extortion. Let's see here. Morning, Kevin. Two in our household, pineapple on pizza. Man, this is, well, you know, okay, I'm going to be a little bit, here we go. Ban all fruit and fish on pizza. There you go. They also say go Cubs. Vote yes, allow pineapple on pizza every day. All right. Chris, I have a dilemma about this.
What could possibly be a dilemma about this?
All right, so it looks like it's what three or four to one for pineapple on pizza
so far, but you never know what kind of upset we could get.
Okay. Do you think that I would be one prejudiced and off base, and said the reason why this is happening is because all these people that are in favor of the pineapple on pizza are from California?
I didn't know there was an association between Californians and pineapple on pizza.
What I'm referring to is, you know, Eastern, because, you know, pizza's known, you know, more back east, Chicago, New York, those areas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think you would strung up if you went into a pizzeria in New York and said, yeah, I want some sausage, I want some pepperoni, I want black olive onions. Oh, yes, and please put some pineapple on it. I think you would get the big Hawaiian punch. But, again, I'm being prejudiced on this one. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Fruit on pizza, especially pineapple, is ridiculous. That's not pizza. You can't have pizza with pineapple on it. So, well, that's basically my opinion on it.
Were you born and raised in California?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Southern California. And like you, moved up here in 84.
Okay. I mean, I'll bite back and say that you'll have people from Italy saying that nothing from America is real pizza, so it's all subject to whoever's enjoying it.
I don't care about the people in Italy.
They're the ones who... Okay, so you care about what people say in New York and Chicago.
Yes.
The people in Italy who invented pizza hold zero sway whatsoever.
I don't think pizza was invented in Italy.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. I love the banner. It's great.
One other
thing that I wanted to mention, Kevin, is Monday is Labor Day. But we are on a sprint. We're actually on a sprint for the November election. So we've got to get as many candidates in front of people and get as many people to get out and vote on November as we can. So the Tea Party is having a meeting on Monday, and we are going to have candidates, and we're going to go over all the propositions. The Republican Party yesterday at our executive committee meeting decided what we're going to endorse on all the propositions. So those will be on the website, and then we're going to go over those Monday in person at the Republican headquarters. So, and we're going to have some of the candidates there also. We need to have a really strong showing. And one little feather in our cap is we are the 10th bestest county in the state for voter turnout. The state average was 40.6%. And we were at 59% Republicans.
Randall, I think I've heard or read several times that, you know, in California, if Republicans show up, we do good.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump won California, and Donald Trump, if the same people that voted for Donald Trump voted the Republican ticket, we would win every race. Every race.
Well, the fear, and I know you understand this, is because it's not a presidential election, people have a tendency to not turn out as much. But, you know, we say this every year, but as we see what's going on around the country with these socialists, that it becomes more important than ever. Each election, we could say this, because it's absolutely true, you need to get out and vote.
You do. And luckily, we have Steve Hilton basically bringing people to the polls, because I think people are fed up with this government that we have been tolerating. And just another tidbit, and I know that you're trying to keep on the lighter side, but the bill for the two Muslim holidays is on the governor's desk to sign.
Mm-hmm. We brought that up earlier, and people again need to not only look at that but think about it.
Yeah, they do, because I mean this is basically these holidays are going to destroy our little bit that we have left of our kids going to school and being able to have an education. Because it's going to be part of the bill that they need to be taught what these holidays mean and what the Muslim belief is on them. And that is not the way that our society should be heading.
Well, also, as somebody pointed out when they called in the other day, there is not a specific day off for Yom Kippur, is there?
Oh, no. No, definitely not. So, we need to shame the governor into not signing these. If he has one iota of a prospect in his mind of being our president ever, which would be a nightmare, he had better not sign that bill. If he does, I think that's going to be the last nail in the coffin.
All right, Randall, we got to shoot, but thanks so much for the update.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Bye.
All right, my mistake. Pizza was invented in Naples.
Nepal's.
Nepal. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. All right.
Well, no, I think it is Naples. Never mind. I was misreading it. Either way, yeah, it was invented in Italy. The point I was trying to make is just like the Italians don't care about what you don't care what the Italians think about pizza, they don't care what you think about pizza, and people like pineapples also don't care what you think about pizza. Just let people enjoy what they want.
No.
See, the funny thing is I've met people who enjoy pineapple on pizza and were like, oh, yeah, I like it. But everybody I run into who doesn't like about pineapples on pizza insists that they are right, that they are correct, that pineapple on pizza is a travesty.
You know why? Because they have character.
I think they're being overdramatic.
No, they stand for something. That's what's wrong with this country. They're not willing to stand against people who want to put pineapple on pizza. That's what America's about. We got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Paso Robles Fire Department responded to two separate vegetation fires in the Salinas Riverbed on Tuesday, September 1st. The fires were reported at 10 at 11:45 p.m. Paso Fire says in both incidents, grazed fire breaks played a key role in suppression efforts and reminds the public that although temperatures are cooler, vegetation remains dry and extremely capable of burning rapidly. City of Paso Robles will begin intersection improvements at two points on Creston Road. The first at Creston and Golden Hill starts September 8th and will go through September 11th. It'll rebuild the existing left turn lane. The intersection will operate as a four-way stop 24 hours a day. The second point is at Creston and Scott Street, where work is expected to begin September 23rd, modifying the left turn signal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Maybe one last time for this Lindsay Clancy jury. Back for day six of murder deliberations with Judge Sullivan's new charge to work through their deadlock.
It instructs the jurors to reconsider their positions and listen carefully to each other. Jurors are reminded another jury may not be better equipped to handle this case, and they're encouraged to reach a unanimous verdict without giving up any honestly held beliefs.
The judge telling them they're the most qualified jury to determine whether Lindsay Clancy was in control when she killed her three children. Action in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 212.
The GOP failed to pass a constitutional amendment to cap the number of Supreme Court justices at nine and foil Democrat plans to pack the court. The women's lib icon of the 60s into Me Too activist today, Gloria Steinem, has died at age 92. America is listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Yes, indeed. All right, sunshine, low 80s on your Thursday, the usual morning stuff. And then a few passing clouds tonight, otherwise clear. Lows in the low 50s, upper 70s for your Friday. That sounds good. Saturday, we'll go back to the low 80s. Same on Sunday, upper 80s for your Labor Day Monday. Tuesday as well, mid-80s Wednesday, and 90 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down, 6:37 a.m., 7:29 p.m. We are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on?
Community Counter is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the beautiful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. The Central Coast Wood Carvers 46th Annual Wood Carving Show is coming up down in Cumbria at the Cumbria Events Hall. It's on Main Street, September 19th and 20th, and they've got lots of stuff. Christmas figures, let me see, bark houses, wood-burn scenes, carved spoons, bowls, bird caricatures, and lots more. Two full days of carving activities, lots to do. So check it out. 46 years and still going strong. Also, I mentioned the El Nino and the possibility, or somebody did, regarding the bridge and upcoming. So once again, remind you, not only from the city of Paso Robles to go to their website, Paso Fire and Emergency Services, but in Atascadero and the county as well, to make sure that you are ready for, well, let's just say adverse weather conditions that can have effect on your home and the community. We've seen the catastrophic wildfires up north, and something to make sure that you are prepared in your own home, in your neighborhood, and know how to get out if needed and what you need to have. Again, the cities and the county, they do a good job on the website of letting you know what how to prepare. That's also part of the CERT. So make sure you're ready and keep our fingers crossed. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They have dinner Wednesday through Sunday, brunch on the weekends, and, of course, lunch every single day. All right, time for birthdays and anniversaries at 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Remember and remember it well. You don't need to have a special holiday or occasion or something like that to get somebody something as a thank you, I miss you, et cetera, thinking about you, you know. All right, Jillianne Lowe leads things off. Kevin McLaughlin, Judy Welfringer. We also have Karen Jones, Bobby Swanston, Wyatt Bowes, Jennifer Brandon, Patty Simpson, Bella Montgomery, Jerry and Debbie Vandergon, and here we go. Kelly Stainbrook's having a birthday. All right. Okay, on my right-hand side, let's see here. The Porsche guy, Ferdinand Porsche, 1875-1951. Analyst, to tell the truth. Kitty Carlisle, 1910-2007. Alan Ladd, the actor, Citizen Kane and Shane, 1913-1964. The Brat, Eddie Stanky, baseball, 1916-1999. From the King Sisters, remember, they were on whatever show that was. Donna King, 1918-2007. Beetle Bailey. Mort Walker, the cartoonist, 1923-2018. Oh, man, right here. I got time for one more round and a six-pack to go. Hank Thompson, country singer, 1925-2007. Dick Motta, basketball coach, 1931. Eileen Brennan, the actress, 1932-2013. Put another log on the fire. Yep, Tom Paul Glaser of the Glaser Brothers, 1933, died in 2013. Onward, Al Jardine from the Beach Bums, 1942. And, a very, very talented actress, Valerie Perrine, 1943, yes. George Biondo from Steppenwolf, 1945. From Grand Funk Railroad, Donald Brewer, the drummer, 1948. Ray Easterling, not a bad linebacker, 1949. From the Sex Pistols, Steve Jones, 1955. Mm-hmm. Who else do we have on? Charlie Sheen, 1965. Also on the list. This guy was a pretty good basketball player out of Carolina, played with the Lakers. Really a tough forward. George Lynch. George was born in 1970. Nate Robertson, pitcher, 1977. She's one of the best ever. Jenny Finch, softball pitcher. Jenny was born in 1980. And snowboarder Sean White, 1986. Those guys are fun to watch. Passing away on this day, well, we're going to be close to singing a bunch of his songs, Rudolph the Red. Johnny Marks, 1985. Vincent T. Lombardi. Vince Lombardi died in 1970. Oliver Cromwell, the English statesman, he supported the banning of Christmas celebrations in England, speaking of Christmas. He gone in 1658. Carol Lindley, remember her, the actress. She died in 2019. Sacatumi girl, Judy Carn, passed away in 2015. She was married to Burt Reynolds at one time, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, who else passed away on this day? Oh, Frank Capra. It happened one night, It's a Wonderful Life and others. He died in 1991. And E.E. Cummings, the poet, 1962. And Funkin' Wagnalls, speaking of the, Ronan Martin's laughing, they used to say that a lot. Adam Willis Wagnalls, he died in 1924. How about that? All right, going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He had a backing band that helped him out quite a bit, a mixture of fiddles, electric guitar, and steel guitar, and his smooth baritone vocals, His backup band, the Brazos Valley Boys, they were voted the top country western band for 14 years in a row by Billboard, and the man leading it, man, he was good. Mr. Hank Thompson, he goes to the top of the list.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Board of Supervisors discussed the dissolution of the San Simeon CSD in its meeting on Tuesday. The CSD applied for dissolution May 2024. And the county discussed the cost and effectiveness of different entities taking over the water and wastewater services. They voted unanimously to move forward with plans for sharing these services with the state and potentially the Cambria CSD. Paso Robles Police Department will be conducting a DUI checkpoint on September 25th from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. at an undisclosed location. Checkpoints are chosen based on data showing incidents of impaired driving-related crashes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the low 80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
Classic country. Hank Thompson wrote The Wild Side of Life, and it was "I Didn't Know God Made Honky Tonk Angels," which inspired a song that Kitty Wells took and says it wasn't God who made honky tonk angels. So, Hank Thompson, he is in the Country Music Hall of Fame, and Hank, he toured for a long time. Just a couple of weeks before he passed away, November 2007, he was 82. Hank Thompson.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.